3308, southeast McLaughlin and Courtney, southbound.
3308, got an ADA pass-up message. Where'd you leave someone behind?
McLaughlin and River Road there. He has a scooter that is out of power. Wasn't able to put it on the bus. He also was going up to Fred Meyer to charge it up, but it has, he's got no power on his car.
Okay, so is he at the stop, or he pushed it onto your bus and is going up to the store?
I'm sorry, say that again?
I was just kind of confused. Is he still at the stop there, or did he manage to push his device onto your bus?
Still at that stop. So he's still there, and I was going to call it in because he's going to have to get it charged.
All right, thank you. I'll let the other buses know in the area. I know it's unfortunate, but we can't have them board the bus when they don't have power because we have no resources to assist them in that manner. So thank you for the heads up, and I hope you have a good rest of your day, all right?
Yeah, I was thinking I've had a police officer that was responded to that. They were able to help him at least to a certain degree. At least that's what's happened in the past anyway when this has happened.
Yeah, it's kind of different these days. We can always try, but they usually don't send any resources when it comes to that. That's up to the customer. I know it's unfortunate, but we're really tied with our hands when it comes to a person with their mobility device and having no power to it.
Exactly. It's imperative that they have that thing charged up, and that's their responsibility.
All right, I copy that. Again, appreciate the information. You have a good rest of your afternoon. I'll let you get on your way. We'll be clear at 1449.